The SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Any atel here, hit ak iman to Visa Liki all the way to the number one spot gegaan het on the SA Music Countdown. That song's name is Holding On. Die een en enigste, Nicole Kalse. Goeienaand. Welcome to Jacaranda FM.
Thank you so much.
Lekker.
I'm so excited to be here. How are you tonight?
We had a slogan here at Jacaranda FM, lekker to be here, but it's still lekker to be here. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. Dis so lekker om jou so te hê. So jy is oorspronklik van die Kaap af?
Nee, ek is actually oorspronklik van Johannesburg af.
Okay.
I only recently moved to Cape Town. I've only been there for about a year now.
Yes. Is it? Why the move?
I needed some more beach walks and good wine. I think that's what I'm going to go with.
That the thing? Okay, cool. Now you've literally dug this hole. Did you bring us some wine? I can't drink on the job, so that
you mean, Tabiso, yes. You know, you didn't warn me, so I'll have to bring some next time when I release my next song. I'll bring us a bottle for celebration.
Nicole Kalse with me in the Jacaranda FM building. Of course, she is South African born, but also, what amazes me is that this lady that's sitting in front of me, she is a Boeing 737 pilot.
That is true.
Wow. How did that happen?
So I've been flying for 14 years now, since 2010. And I actually flew for Kalula first, and then COVID happened, and they're no more. So now I fly for SAF Air. And I see that you are supporting Airlink, which is a bit questionable at this point. Because I've been following you on social media, and I need to see you on my airplane, Tabiso. How are you going to say hello to me if you're flying with a competition?
I was just about to say, you know, I think I've most probably been on a plane that you are flying, and I didn't even know.
Probably, yes.
Yes, and as you say, you know, when it's fortunate, I do a few gigs around the country, and they fly me up and down. So I can't rarig kies wat sê en ek nou op gaan vlieg nie. Maar nou dat ek weet.
Ja, as jy nou weet daar is en jy is op my vlug, dan kom jy vorentoe en sê vir my hello.
It is amazing, man. It is amazing because these are two different worlds, right? Music and you being a pilot. But I also have to ask you this. When at a time when you lost your job, how did you handle that?
That's actually when I turned back to the music. So with COVID, obviously they'd grounded all the flights. So nobody was flying. And Kalula was in business rescue. So we were not flying for 9 months that I sat at home. And before that, I actually hadn't, because I took music at school as a subject, and I've obviously always had music in my life. But when you get busy working, then it sort of falls by the wayside. And when COVID happened and I had nothing else to do, I actually started writing music again and sort of getting back into it. And then when I went back to work, I just didn't stop. So now I'm doing both.
That is absolutely amazing, man. And talk to me about the mental health time in that time. Want ek weet dit was 'n moeilike tyd vir baie mense gewees en veral vir musikante, let's say people that are in the entertainment industry, because literally your everything was taken away, you know. Ek weet daar's definitief ander jobs wat ook dieselfde gevoel het dat alles van jou weggevat was. But how did you make it through that time, especially mentally?
Yeah, so everything just kind of stopped overnight, which I think a lot of us didn't see coming. Yeah. So it was a difficult time. And I think the entertainment industry and the flying industry was equally, or to a similar level, they were hit equally hard. Most pilots also sat at home for a long time. So it was hard, but I guess I'm a glass half full kind of girl here. So
nice.
I thought I'd take that time as a kind of a sabbatical and, you know, sort of think, where do I want to be in the future? And I obviously love the flying, so I'm very, very glad that we got back in the air after all that. But I'm also glad that I had that time to pick up the music again and start writing. And I'm on a journey now. And I don't know, you saw Jamie Fine was here from Canada.
Hey, I'm going to speak to you about that in a moment, so, because that is very interesting. Yes.
So I had the privilege of opening for her. I was one of the opening artists. And it was such a cool experience. I met so many people, and it was, so I'm here for the journey, you know, I'm here for a good time.
I'm going to get to that in a moment. Just the one last question before we go back into a little bit of music. Is the right earphones a thing when it comes to flying?
Yes. Absolutely. It is a thing. So I actually use Bose headphones.
Yes.
In the flight deck, just with the active noise reduction, because we sit there for a long time. You know, anything from if we do a... just a there and back, Joburg and back, for example, then it's 4 hours just flying. And if you're sitting there for a four leg, you sit there for like 9 hours sometimes. So it can get very noisy.
Mm.
So the active noise reduction makes a huge difference for us.
Does it ever get old?
For me personally.
Does it ever get old? Yes.
I don't think you can see too many sunrises, hey, or sunsets. I see some cool stuff up there. Yeah.
Oh, man. And
the coolest thing, the coolest thing I've ever seen is St. Elmo's fire. That is very cool. Go check out my Fly With Nick's TikTok and you'll see it
I'm
there.
I'm just doing this right now, and this is why I say let's go into ads and music.
Tapiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
In the Jacaranda FM building tonight, the Ian and Enig Sine Cole calls her Yesalanto van our song van haar wat ook op die SA Music Countdown was holding on. En vanavond sit sy hier so saam met my. She is a pilot en sy is a vroue pilot. Is there that whole thing of, you know what, this is the mans altijd sê, vrouwens kan nie bestuur nie.
Well, I actually think the ladies are better pilots, and everybody is going to hate me for saying that. But obviously, I'm going to be biased.
Do you get that there are actually challenges when it comes to gender in your field?
I think a couple of years ago, I would have said yes, but I don't feel like, even at Kame or at Safi, that I fly with people who I feel like, oh, you know, they're judging me because I'm a woman. No. I must say, the South African men are actually
that
good.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That is amazing.
You know, I think that there's definitely scope for women who want to become pilots in this country, and even overseas. I think overseas there's a lot more of us. There's not that many of us in South Africa, but it's definitely growing. From when I started to now, it's like completely chalk and cheese. Yeah,
that's amazing. Let's quickly fly to Canada. You had an opportunity to open for Jamie Fine.
Yes, I did.
Wow, what? I can sommer sien, joh, as jy nou in die ateljee was saam met ons, so jy gesien het hoe Nicole se gesig net so, jy weet, dit blink sommer so toe ek het sê. Take us through that. How was that?
What an amazing experience. Mm. And Jamie Fine, I can honestly say she's such a cool chick. Like, I love the experience. She, like, includes everyone in her journey. Sure. And, you know, she's just one of those people that is authentic. So what you see on social media, that's what you get when you meet her. And so I really enjoyed that, because that's what I also, I feel like when if you're an artist and you're in contact with so many people, that it's important to push that positive message forward. You know, there's so much negativity in the world, and so much where people just want to, I don't know, bring other people down. And I just don't see the point of that. And she was such a cool human being. So she's inspired me to hopefully be able to be the same thing for other artists.
That's amazing, because you could see it, you know, she was also here, of course, in studio with Martin Bester, and she's been touring with you, of course, and Martin Bester, and I believe that you guys had a whole lot of fun, but you can see that she is just that down-to-earth person that loves music and that loves people. If there was any other language beside the music language that you could speak, what would it be?
Any other language?
Yeah.
Well, I do love dance. I actually, so I used to do freestyle dancing at school. So I love dancing, and I also did a bit of Latin and ballroom. So that would be
amazing.
My other form of expression. But I definitely wouldn't call myself a professional. I haven't pulled out the cha-cha moves on the stage yet. I'm working on it.
That is a very good thing. I'm going to stick to the profession. After a long day of filming, I know that you also had a very long day on set with Sparsi and Your Heart. What do you do afterwards to like chill, to like basically switch off?
What do I do at home to chill? Most people who know me will say that I need to take a chill pill, because I never chill. I'm always busy. But what I do enjoy doing actually is just walk. I like nature. So I'll go for a walk on the beach, or like a walk around Lion's Head, and just get out and leave all the electronics behind, because I think we do get a bit sidetracked.
We do.
In the modern era with electronics. So I'll leave my phone in my car and just walk.
And face your thoughts.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It.
Just,
that's it.
You know,
any guilty pleasures that you have?
Chocolate.
Barbara Vane.
So much chocolate. I actually have a legitimate problem. I need Chocoholics Anonymous. So if anybody has a number, please send it my way. You can drop me a DM on Nicole Carlson Music.
me and you together. I shared with my listener and on social media the other day how my youngest son, while I'm here at work, he steals my chocolate at home that's in the fridge, you know, and then afterwards he tells me that he loves me just to soften dad's heart.
So the other night I actually got caught by my husband. We were watching a movie and he left his chocolate on the couch there and he just quickly left the room. So I was like, yes, this is my moment to shine.
Yes.
And I was just stealing that piece of chocolate and he walked back in the room and I was like, oh, caught in the act.
Nicole Carlson with us in the Jacaranda FM building. Before we go to more music you love and getting to that number one spot on the SA Music Countdown, you had this thing that you did. You posted a song a day. Tell us about that. What was that about?
That was a while back. Mm. But I guess I was just trying to get into, I don't know, I find social media really difficult to... Like, it's a lot of work. People don't realize how much work actually goes
on
behind the scenes. 100%. And I was like, I need to find a way to get into this and actually to make it work. Because I always used to start, post a couple of videos, and then I'd sort of give up and be like, oh, can't do this. And then I'd start again. So I gave myself a challenge. And that's when I did that. But then at that point as well, I didn't have enough of my own music to really post and get out there. Whereas now I've got a lot more of my own stuff. So I took a step back and I was like, I must rather post quality than quantity. So I stopped doing that. And I just posted when I felt it was something relevant. Like if I, you know, when I did the show with Jamie Fine, I was posting about that. Or like now if I'm releasing new music, I released a new song, Fake It Till You Make It.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go give that a listen. But yeah, so I post about more relevant stuff now. Whereas back then that was just sort of to get into it because, I don't know, I find there's so many like aspects with music of things that you have to cover as an independent artist that sometimes it gets a bit much. So I just gave myself sort of a goalpost or, you know, something to aim for at that stage.
Just amazing. You said something very important then is that, you know, with social media, you never know what works and you never know what will catch. You never know what will basically just give you that help to get to the top. But I think you also mentioned something important, which is consistency. If you're just consistent and you keep on doing what you're doing, you'll make it.
Yes, absolutely. And do something that actually you really enjoy and that inspires you, and then that will, I think that will automatically inspire other people. Whereas if you're just posting to post, then, you know, I sort of felt I wasn't doing the right thing then. But I've changed my sort of outlook towards the whole situation.
That is amazing. Yes. Nicole Carlson, Sam Vitoz in the Jacaranda FM building. This is the SA Music Show.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
And the Jacaranda FM gebou vanaand. Het ons die een en enigste Nicole Carlson. She's amazing, man. She sung, she's a pilot. And she says it never gets old, which I definitely agree. She opened for Jamie Fine, but absolutely amazing is. En sy hou van chocolate. Net so.
Buy a chocolate,
Susie. No, which is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And as we go into our last bit, so I love playing a little bit of a game with my guests. But it's also just this game so that I can get to know you just a little bit better. Just a little bit better. All right.
Listen, I'm an introvert, Tavi. So now you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's okay. As I told you, you know, we're chilling, we're having fun, and it's like we are just conversating on your couch and you stealing my chocolate while we
while you're looking away. Yes.
While I'm looking away and stuff like that, you know. I want you to give me one word or one sentence as you answer the next question I'm about to ask you, right? All right. The best advice that you've ever gotten.
Never give up.
Oof. How has that helped you?
Well, it's helped me in many things. I mean, I've had many doors slammed in my face on many occasions. And I feel like if you just never give up and you just every time reflect, look back, how can I improve? Eventually, you will get there.
Come on. Yes. Totally agree. The worst advice you've gotten?
Take another drink, Nicole. Bad idea. Don't do it. Don't listen to your friends, guys.
Oh, goodness gracious. Then I would talk. Now, we talk for your father. What was that particular drink, if you can remember?
It's tequila, and I will never drink it again.
Ever.
I don't even do the smell. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it.
Okay, how do you do prep for a gig like you had, basically, opening with Jamie Fine? And also, what do you do after you're done?
So to prep for the gig, obviously I fly a lot, so it is quite difficult, but I try and at least practice my set every day.
Okay.
What I'm going to do. I've got a little makeshift studio at home.
Nice.
And then afterwards, I fly airplanes, so, you know, life carries on, but I try to just take a moment, a couple of days where I just don't do any music, and then I go straight back into the writing process and making music with my producer, DJ Darkness.
Yeah, cool name. DJ Darkness is also in the studio with us. Huleka, champ.
Hey, it's all good, man. You can even hear me from so far, but it's okay.
Hey, Laka, no, can definitely hear you. Thank you so much for the hello. All right, so what is something you've learned about yourself through your music?
I've learned that it is okay to change and it is okay to start again. And it's okay that you don't get everything right the first time. And that it's also a process to get to know yourself. Mm. Even though I only started the music when I was a little bit older, you know, getting to know yourself is actually probably the biggest part of the journey.
I want to stick to that. How important is it for you to make mistakes?
Well, it's not fun to make mistakes, but I think it is definitely important in the learning process. Everybody makes mistakes. I still make mistakes. I still don't 100% know where I'm going, but that's half the fun, right?
Because that's how
figuring
you learn,
it out.
Right? Yes,
yeah,
exactly
meeting
that.
People, learning, changing, growing. Yeah, that's
Love
the most
it.
Important thing
Love
is the
it.
Journey. We also focused on the destination. Mm. And you were actually saying it earlier, you know, like when you become a pilot, you're like, oh, I want to be an airline pilot. I want to be an airline pilot. Then you get it and you're like, oh, what now?
But no.
I'm here. What now? So I think you must enjoy the journey. You
That's
know,
what, good,
whatever
man.
You're doing. Yeah.
I can tell you have a very healthy relationship with making mistakes, and I think which is very, very important. Last but not least, if you could create your own law. En gepraat nou van ons vote en ons doen al hierdie goede. If you could create your own law, what would it be?
No tax on chocolate. Does it have to be a serious law or does that one count?
Nicole, kijk je neem, voor mensen wat chocolate love, hulle love jou op jou blank.
And
they're like,
for president.
Yes, Nicole for president. Yeah. You should need to Jacaranda FM, home of more music you love. It is the SA Music Show. We're going to break away with one of Nicole's songs straight after the break that we're going to have. It is called Fake It or Make It. Nicole, voordat ons daar so by uitkom, tell us about the song.
So the song Fake It Till You Make It is basically just a sort of a reflection of where society is today with, you know, everything is on social media and has to be, or people think it has to be perfect. And yeah, just how society, like, you got to fake it till you make it out there, right? That's what the song is about. So it's not very serious, but it's just a fun song. And yeah, hopefully you can vibe to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to vibing to it in a moment. So where can we catch you on social media?
You can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok under Nicole Colson Music.
Nice.
So head on there, follow me, please, guys.
Lacka.
Share, comment, like, you know the drill.
Lekker, dankie dat jy kom kuier het. Veilig terugvlieg Kaap toe. Vlieg jouself terug Kaap toe.
Nee, ek ry net saam.
Dis lekker. Kom kuier asseblief weer as jy lekker musiek maak. And thank you so much for your time. Especially I know on a Sunday night you want to be with family, you want to be with friends, but you're here with me, you're here with the Jacaranda FM listener. Thank you very much.
Thank
We appreciate
you.
Thank
you for having me. It's been amazing.
Lekker. Maar voordat jy gaan, jy moet vir ons jou song gou introduce. Net hierna.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
It's the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. Had the beautiful and the wonderful Nicole Colson in the Jacaranda FM building, and she's about to introduce her new song to us. Oor na jou toe, madame. Oor na jou toe.
Thank you, Tabiso. So please enjoy my latest single, which you can download on all the streaming services, and it's called Fake It Till You Make It.
Baby, fake it till you make it. Armani suits in Vegas, fly to exotic places. My balayage is ageless, get some power in your corner. Don't say I didn't warn ya, you must be a performer. Glass diamonds to adorn ya, baby, fake it till you make it. Time is ticking away while you play the game. If you're chasing fame, you'll never baby, fake it till you make it. Armani suits in Vegas.
why not fade away the flavor of the day? There's a price to pay if you plan to stay. Buy another fix, crave expensive drips. Take a million pics and baby fake it till you make it. Armani suits in Vegas, fly to exotic places. My balayage is ageless, get some power in your corner. Don't say I didn't warn you, you must be a performer. Glass diamonds. Lavish party never ends out here where everyone pretends. The grand buffet when no one eats, that's where you wanna fake it. Armani suits in Vegas, fly to exotic places. My balayage is ageless, get some power in your corner. Don't say I didn't warn you, you must be a performer. Glass diamonds to adorn you, baby, fake it till you make it. Armani suits in Vegas, fly to exotic. My balayage is ageless, get some power in your corner. Don't say I didn't warn you, you must be a performer. Glass diamonds to adorn you, baby, fake it till you make it. Baby, fake it till you make it.